So we're learning also now the Ilei Nishmas
Hershlei Ben Dover Ben Yitzchak Ber.
Hershlei Ben Yitzchak Ber. It's an interesting idea that the what's Pshat in making a Siyum is that there's a certain Shleimus, I forget who points this out, to learning the Masechta. It's a certain Shleimus. So when it comes to Teresh HaBechsav, so we understand the Shleimus, we understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Keveya, that Dresh is Sefer Yetzirah, Shema is Sefer Geula, Teresh Kayinim. When it comes to learning Gemara, so you finish Masechta's Brachis, and you know there's a Sugya in Sukkah about Berachas HaMitzvah. And you know there's a Sugya in Arvei Pesachim about Kishu Mokim Suda. And the Sugya of Tzias of Pasim Lechem Oini is going to be finished in Arvei Pesachim. And you know the whole Masechta of Tainus is about one part of Shemayin Esrei and Tefillah Beis Tzara. So Luchor, you could say, is it really a Dover Sholem? I haven't covered Mishnah at the end of Saita. What Tfilos you can say in what Lashon? That belongs in Maseches Brachos, Brachos Kayim, Kriyashma even. Shabbos, Rendav Tes, is what you're allowed to do before you daven. That should be in Parakeh. So have you done a Dover Sholem? And the Masechtas Megillah. This is about Beis HaKnesses. So you could think that the Masechtas are like an accident, you know. This is what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had the Mishnayos. He had a cheshbon for sure, but exactly what's misgalgal in the Gemara is like you could assume, like Rabbi Yehuda Rashi, it worked out. And then Echadam, you have to know Kol Torah Kula before you can know what's going on in any one sugya. Divrei Torah Nim Magechon and Shem Rokim Acher. You have to know that we have to look at the base ways of the Rambam who did the work by banging Masada things for us. Elamai, we're not saying that. Because that would be the MS, and this, what's the point of making a Siyum? Right? Masechta Sukkah. Right? So Mechitzas are in Erevin. It's only halfway through Mechitzas. Elamai, Luva Gozel. It's half of a comma, half. Elamai, the emes is not like that. The emes is that it is a Dover Sholem. The chazal that chazal were keveya hadrin. Chazal were keveya a sudas mitzvah. Simi yemi the rabbanon. A special kaddish. See, the emes is not like that. The emes is it is a Dover Sholem. So we have to be magdir the shleimus of Teresh of Hela are different. The Shleimus of Teresh of Hela is not that I've done the topic necessarily. That's one kind of Shleimus. Before you paskin, you have to have that kind of Shleimus. Melachar means that, I have to work it out exactly, but it would seem to me that it means that when you finish the Masechta, you have finished the conversations in the Beis HaMedrash that Ravina Ravashi thought were the Dori Doris. I assume they didn't put every conversation down. We have Bryces and not included in the Shas. But the conversations that were necessary to continue the Messiah of Torah, those are recorded. The Beis HaMedrash. So the Shleimus of Dorish Valpam is not the topic necessarily. It's the way that the Torah was given over. It's the Meseres HaTorah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Teresh HaBechsav five chalakim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Teresh Baal Peh to be determined by Yehuda Nasi and Ravina Ravashi, and they were kaveya that if you have heard, if you were part of the conversations of the Beis HaMedrash of Mesechtas Sukkah, you have completed a Dover Shalom. You were part of the conversations of Mesechtas Brochus. And there'll be a conversation in the Beis HaMedrash when they learn Mesechtas Saita, which will be very, very relevant. And there'll be a conversation when they learn Mesechtas Shabbos, will be very relevant. But that's not what's Kaveh, the Shlemus of Torah Sheba'al Peh. What's Kaveh, the Shlemus Torah Sheba'al Peh, this is the way that this is the Beis HaMedrash of this Mesechta. The Davar Choshen. But that's why we learn Mesechtas. Good. Baruch atu Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nivra. And l'chora, that's the pshat in being Lila Neshama, no? Now there's every limud is Lila Neshama. I sometimes get upset that people overemphasize that everybody has to finish a mesichtas, everybody finishes Shas by the Shloshim, Shas by the Yubayis Chodesh, a little bit overemphasized. The learning is the as I thought. You know, whether if everybody learns, if everybody learns more, to give the Neshama Zchus, it gives the Neshama Zchus. But L'chor, there's something to being doing a Dover Shalom in Torah. That my guess gives an extra Zchus or something. Good. So I want to look at Pasa Bava Kisnin because it's Sona Geya. And if we do the sugi well, then every time you have a pizza, you're going to chaz the sugi. So sit down to a pizza. One slice, two slices, kuf samachas. Then alpha and base, maybe that's called alma ad, you'll be chazing the sugi. So that's why it's kedai to have it in your pocket. So now the sugi. So let's, I want to go through the Beis Yosef a little bit carefully over here. And to see, there's also an opportunity to see the Beis Yosef v'hadar kevodei. One of the things we get to do from learning Masechtas Brachos is we get to really appreciate the Beis Yosef. And then, as you go weiter in learning, you'll know how to use the Beis Yosef, and what it's a breathtaking sefer for the Beis Yosef. It's when you see the Beis Yosef Kara was summarized. Every sugya that was halacha lamasa with the Rishonim, with the Chachmei Ashkenaz that we don't have, and was keveil halacha, and that's not the sum total of Rav Yosef Kara's avoida. He then wrote the summary of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is only that's also not the sum total. He wrote the Afkas Reich Chuvas, and he was huge in Nister. So it's just a stunning accomplishment. So look at this. Yosef Pasabobek Yisan. So Yosef is written as the Pirush to the Torah. So why is this showing up? Here it is. Pasabobek Yisan. The hoop, it's a way again. Where does this come from? Because we have a sugya in the Mem Asanad, not in the Mishnayis, no. Right? It comes up in two places. One in Lamed Zayin of an Aleph, by certain forms of Mizaynes that don't have a Tzuras HaPas. And then it comes up again on Daf Mem Aleph, on the base at the bottom. And then again, Mimbeis Amud Aleph, and then again Mimbeis Amud Beis. Now Yosef, he calls this the Chiddush that we discussed on Thursday. Thursday we had a very choshev Rosh Hashiva over here, Rabbi Grossbart. So I thought he was a Bnei Brak, and he's for 15 years he's been in Tel Stone. He's a very choshev Yeshiva in Tel Stone. That he's the Rosh Hashiva, so he really built the institution. And he says the Shir Kololi, and he says the, I think the fourth Shir. He's a very, there are many things that are special about him. One is the Talmud of Rav Shach, and the other is that he's a real Rizcha de Raisa. I couldn't get him going on Brochus. It's not his, he's in the Bavis, you know, so he wouldn't have been able to see. So I've sometimes asked him to come and speak a little bit, but he also his English is non-existent. So it's the language in which he gives you is Yiddish. If he reads, he's okay. So maybe most of he comes back before Pesach. Maybe we'll let's see if he'll say something. So Pasal Bo Bekisim, the first thing which we see from the Beis Yosef is that the central sugya for us, Halacha Lamasa, is going to be the top. And I don't think I appreciated this before I saw the Beis Yosef. The top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Yeah. I didn't realize that. In other words, in terms of defining what Pasa Bava Kisan is, so that we have the Rishonim, and that really takes us back to not having to a Pasa, Zayin Gimel. Now, the din of Kiviya Suda. What is Kiviya Suda? That's the burning issue by Pasa Bava Kisan. But Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Samaches, Siv Zayin, that we are going to take every possible Bava Kisan, and we're going to give it the din of Pasa Bava Kisan. Okay. Now, and we all know the din is Kevei Yasuda, Amoitzi Birkas and Vozin. No Kevei Yasuda, Birkas, then you make Amzainis and Alamech. But what is Kevei Yasuda? Where is the Gemara defining Kevei Yasuda? So I didn't appreciate this until I saw the Beis Yosef. Rav Huna, that's the point of this story. Rav Huna, Ochal, Tleisar, Vifte, Bnei, Tleis, Tosso, Tosso, Bekava, Velo, Yibarech. Rav Huna had a very substantial amount. And he didn't make a bracha. What do you mean make a bracha? It means he didn't make a Hamboitzi or Birkas Hamozai. So Omalei Rav Nachman to Rav Huna Adei Kafna. Ella Kol Sha'achirim Koyven Olav Su'uda Tzarech Levarech. Now, so what happened in the sugya now? What can we clearly see from the sugya? Kol Sha'achirim Koyven. So what did Rav Huna? Was that?
It doesn't make sense. He had 6 pounds of bread and wasn't Kaviya Suda on it.
So what is the Gemara saying? Before you make the judgment call, Anoichi Akotan, Shani Ofer Kapei Tachas Regleim, and I don't even have a Deya Legavi, what the Gemara says. Before you make that comment, what did the Gemara say? Yeah.
I'm guessing your butt. I mean, it says that he made his call not based on what other people did, but
on his own. So what was Rav Nachman pushing against Rav Huna? Oh, okay, fancy. So objectivity. But how would say it simple? No. That obviously Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, "You were not kavei yasuda, but the halacha is that botla daitzes kol bnei yadam kol shacherim kavei yasuda." Right, that's what's happening. Right, that's partial, correct? Amar Leir of Nachman, whatever this Ade Kafna means, but Elo Kol Shacherim Kaven. So Rav Huna apparently thought it depends whether I'm Kvi Yisud or not. What is Kvi Yisud Lachaira? Just the amount, no?
That we majority of people are
Kvi Yisud. Well, you're not helping me. You're using the Kvi Yisud again. Right? What an average person, what right people would be satisfied with. Okay, now let's look. What's Adi Kafna? Elu lira'ovain nechlu. Vachila meruba kazula niftra mi bracha. He said that what you ate is like as if you're in a famine. The amount that you ate is the amount that a person eats if he's starving, if he hasn't eaten in a long time. And such a meal Lein difteres mi bracha el kol shacherim koyven achilas and machach ton birkas and vazen kach pirush rav hai. Rabbi Yisayim pirushu place a rifte mi pas shalonu. It was 13 pieces of bread, all right, but it's like our kind of bread. So maybe it was 13 garlic nuts. Maybe it was 13 small pitas, right? And he wasn't satisfied. And the Torah says, "V'chadu zod v'rachta." V'kach pirush of Yehudai b'ilchah God. Ain't nearly the less leiler of Huna. V'mechmir on Atzman ad kizayis v'ad kebeya. So if it's tleisar vifte mipas shalanu, then it's very hard to figure out this gemara. And Bela, Rashi seems to go along with the Rav Hai Goy in L'chaira. Rabbi Yehuda v'osik le'lebreid bei Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva isla kamayu pasa bo v'kisnin. He was involved in the chasana. Ki osa Shaminu v'kamavarche amoitzi. Omalu umaitzi titikoshamano. Dilma amoitzi lechmanarvitz kamavarchisu. Amr layin. The Tani Rabbi Munaimer, Mishim Yehuda, Pasavah v'kisin. Mavarche amoitzi. Amr Shmuel, Achermun, Amalu. So then Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva says to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, to Rav, to his son, in halacha k'Rabbi Muna itmar, omalei v'omar hu d'omar mishmuel, lachmoniyos, v'arvin aleinu mavar hamoisi shayni hosam, dekava se'udose alayu. So what is the upshot of this story? Subjective or objective?
Subjective.
Well, that's what's happened, no? Isn't that what you learned? Mm-hmm. He also, again, he was preparing the chasana. I said they brought to Rabbi Yehuda and his son Passover Kistan. Then Lachar of Yehuda hears the son saying and his friend saying Hamoitzi. Amalu of Yehuda criticizes him and says Hamoitzi. Amri lay they said to him in because Pasuvah Kisnan. And Shmuel says we paskin that way. Amalu, he says you're right we paskin that way, but that was right. Amri lay they said to him v'ha. Marhu de Omar, that Lachmonies, we say Hamoitzi. So apparently, what are they saying to Rabbi Yehuda? Then why are you criticizing us? You also agree with us. So Shani Hossam, so Yehuda said, the kavasudase yolayu. There, by virtue of putting him aside for the Erev, he said this could be a Suda. So it sounds like, right? Sounds like that the fact that he made into a Suda, that's good enough. The fact he said, I'm going to be surveying, this is good enough. So Lucharyeva Machlaikas in the Gemara, what is called Kviya Suda? Is it that roi people or an individual, right? But l'chayra kviyasuda is being satisfied with this amount of food, right? So the only question is whether I make the determination that I'm satisfied, or they go b'osir roi bnei adam. Okay, so you have to look around. Can you learn the Achronim and see the Amiyash of your giving a terutzim for Rav Huna? you can speculate to say maybe it was. But
no, I was going based off the way Rabbi Yonah said how many cabins.
Yeah.
And even according to Rabbi Yonah, he had 23 cups of flour worth of bread.
Yeah.
Which is at least over 6 pounds of wheat, which is over 10 pounds of bread.
Yeah.
So I feel like 10 pounds of bread, it sounds like a lot to not be Kovei Sudan.
Okay,
it's
let's
like
go.
Five right. boxes of matzo.
He was starving.
Maybe he had a family with him. Maybe it just wasn't him or something. They have to look at Rachmanim who asked these questions and see. There's a sefer in Brach, it's called the Sifsei Chachamim. He asks these kind of questions. Yeah, it should be in the Oitzer, I think. So Pasabov Kislan, Bepere Kesan, Bevarchin, Rav Muna, Amr Mishum Yehuda. That we say amoitzi v'yasikna deles hilchasa kavasei v'akshinun alei min amar v'yunum v'shmul achmoni t'amar aleyem v'varach n'aleim amoitzi v'shoni shani hasam dekava seudose yalayo avlech n'kov seudose yalayo. So that's how we come to the psak halacha v'suvi sahasam, and then we have another story that's right before that. And then the Gemara says v'hiske mrashi ledasa mefarish to pass over kiss and ochal. V'chein kosa v'rif v'rosh v'rif maskona ha'icha the ochel la b'tayras kisnin b'schila. The person began and said minim zaynos ule b'sayif v'loy klum the ochel le b'tayras kivi usa v'heicha the ochel b'tayras kivi usa. Then he makes a mitzi and v'rikasam bazayin. Okay. Some say the Rosh says alamichya, and that's how we pasken. Good. Now we go weiter in pasken. Kasa v'Rosh kol shachem kovin aleim sudosat sarvach levarach hamoitzi v'sholish brachis. Because Rabbeinu Moshe demachem einam koyv mafilu kishuhu koyveya einam mivarech the baser roy vaslina no butla daitse etzel kol adam. So the Rambam takes a stand. What happens if I am koyveya, but roy are not koyveya? Right, it goes both ways. The first story was where I'm not koyvei and roy are koyveya. We say go baser roy b'ni adam. Now the question is, where I am koiveya and roiv are not koiveya. I'm saveya with small, with less. So then the Rambam says here also, we go, bosa roiv b'nei adam, ubot ladaitoi eitzel kol adam. V'arayvid kosav, v'have kova olav afilu mashu, Mivarech alav betchila amaytzi b'soiv sholish brachis. And the Ravid is chaylek, and the Ravid says that if I am saveya with less, right? The mashmos hadvarim, so one way, right? And it was if most people are saveya with less, and then it sounds like less mandapolik, it's a Gemara, that it goes basar roiv b'nei adam. But now the question is, what happens if I am saveya with less? So then that's the machlokes Rambam Ravid, and the Rambam says, and that's what the Beis Yosef is going to paskin, that it goes, he points out over here, that it goes basar roiv b'nei adam in all ways. V'nirim divrei Rabbeinu Moshe. And he made him a zaynus, and they decided to be kaveh to have more. Ends up saying birkas of mazayin, even though he did not make hamoitzi. Gam Rabbeinu Yoina, kasa v'machem einam koyvim afal pishu hu koyveya einam mevarach. Right, dach against the Ravid, dach hara roivas linan v'hu koyveya b'meshe ein acherim koyvin. Once again. But la dait esel kol adam, v'achi naktina. Okay. Anybody have a hesber for the machlokes? What's the hesber for the machlokes? Whether we go basar roi, but whether we go basar the individual. Was that?
It was not the machlokes
What's the svar of the machlekes?
I mean, also the svar of the machlekes in the Gemara.
Yeah. Whether it's subjective or objective, what's more mistaber?
I mean, it's more mistaber for personal, but then we have the problem of you don't want to. Yeah, the same thing in Gittin, where you don't want to make shirim for, like, per person, like a different. Because then you're what is Nelson Barach Lishirim or something like that.
Yeah.
So really, per person would make more sense because the way that you're being mach your Hashem when you're making a birkas mazon is through your sustenance from the food.
Mm-hmm.
But if you now create a halacha based on everyone's personal preference or everyone's
right.
personal satiation from the food, satisfaction, whatever, so then it would be a problem.
So you're saying it's a machlokes in how to, in whether Chazal made a loy plug over here. Okay, no?
Depends how you explain the pasuk v'chalos about v'irachta, because that sounds like v'chalos about v'irachta sounds individualistic because it's you.
Lashon Yachid.
Yeah, Lashon Yachid. So it depends how you explain what the savata is to determine whether or not it's subjective or objective.
So that would be correct if this would be a ke'en de'iraisa that covers everything. In other words, we're talking about bread. But l'chayra, over here, we're only addressing possible b'kisnan. Right? In other words, if we would be talking about bread in and of itself, I'll go back to the pasuk, de'iraisa, de'rabanan, saveya, not saveya, personal or Reb Yodam. But if you were talking about a very specific din, about when does Pasa Bobikisnan pick up the Bracha Amoitzis, I'm not sure if you can relate it back to the Pasa. Right? In other words, we wouldn't, it's such a very specific din. It has nothing to do with a person as fruit. And he's Saveya, it's still going to be a Boy Priate, and it's going to be a Boy Nefashis. So when does mezonos morph into a moitzi? Have all the ingredients for a moitzi, but then I don't make a piece of bread. So Chazal were keveya. So we explained on Thursday that apparently when it comes to a pasuk of b'kisnan, so then Chazal said if I'm having a I'm getting the Sviya of a Suda from this, so then it picks up the Bracha of a Moitzi. So how does that fit into Hilchos Brachos? So what did we explain on Thursday? Was that?
Depends if you're Rashi Tosfos.
No, go ahead.
So Tosfos would say that if you convey a Suda on it, then you can make a Berakos Suda.
So right. So L'chor was saying is that Hamoitzi also functions as a Birchas HaSuda. So, and then we said that within a Suda, so different foods have different purposes. Right? And if I'm getting the Hanah, the Sviya, if the particular food is the food it's not the food that does the Kinoach. It's not the food we paskin that's Megara Taiva is part of being Sevei also. So we paskin that way, but if it's a food that's being eaten just to get rid of a bad taste, so then it doesn't have a nosvi. It's not doing what a seuda is supposed to do. So if it had, then we even discussed that it could be that when it comes to Shabbos, because the seuda of Shabbos is different, that being part of the seuda of Shabbos could be different also, and that's not a din in svi necessarily. Because we are making the Birchas HaPas, but Torah's Birchas HaSuda. So now that Amiram are arguing, now they're arguing about what?
What the Suda is.
How you magdir a Suda lachar? What's called, is a Suda something that's defined by my own conduct? Or is a Suda, we call it in fancy English, a social construct? Right, is a suda something that's totally an das v'nei yodam? What do they call a suda, right? In other words, So when Ephraim invited the people to a seam at 11 o'clock, they weren't expecting to sit down and wash and have, right? They were expecting to have donuts. If he would have said, I'm making a seam at my house, it's going to be 5 o'clock in the evening, so then they would have come expecting a suda, right? So what's called a suda siyam depends on different people would have different expectations, but it all depends on what's socially acceptable, right? What's called a suda, right? Similarly, when you invite somebody to a bris, so they have a suda, then the suda is defined as what's the minhag olam after the bris, right? Suda's chasana. So maybe that's the machloikas over here. When we say that when Chazal rekaveya a birchas habas being a birchas suda ad kerei kach, that now we have something which is not pas, but it becomes the ikar of a suda, has the ta'elis of a suda, so therefore it gets the birchas habas, right? No matter how many apples I have, it's never going to have a din of suda. But if I have 25 melmatos, at one point, that's going to be called a suda, right? Right? If at some point I have, even a mushel, the sweetbread mushel, or the pizza is a mushel, at some point, lech a pas above a kisten is going to pick up the status of the suda. Now, what is kaveh the suda? Is suda nikveis al yedei? This is what satisfies normal people. When the average person has in mind that he's going to have, let's say in America, with 3 sudas a day, in Europe 2 sudas a day, right? So what's he going to call us? And he calls a suda is going to be called that which is going to give me sviya. It's going to be the afternoon, give me one set of sviya. So l'chaira, that's what the Gemara is saying. The alternative would be to say that since a berachas hapas is established as the abracha on the suda, which gives me sviya, so it's totally me. Right? I'm going to sit down at breakfast, and I'm going to have enough to eat till I'm survey for the day. So you can easily see why this a suda could be determined based on my personal conduct, or based on minhag olam. That lechara, that should be the machlokes. So when chazal were kaveya, the birchas hapas, as a birchas suda, how are they conceiving of a suda? If Yirat Hashem, if Kodesh Baruch Hu is good to us, and we get to learn something from the seventh parak, and we begin to see that there's a whole element of suda that's introduced by Zimun. So there, right away, you see that there's an element of suda which is bringing people together, which is socially determined, l'chara. So that it makes sense that there should be, you have to be magdirid better, but you see b'chlal, the idea of a suda smitzvah, a suda which brings people together. So you see that there is this other element, l'gavi suda, not just the personal sphere. Good, go ahead, Yosef.
The right of it makes more sense, because Beros and Danin, we don't generally say you could be Yotze someone like Beros and Danin, it's like an your individual thing. So like, it would make sense to say that the suda is up to you, not up to the social construct.
That's a good aura. Okay, that's a good aura. Well, again, hayoyis, that there is a din that we haven't learned yet. The Chav Tes and Rosh Hashanah, of whether the Shemei kind of work for a birchas hanenen, right? Kevin Shiyotso Moitzi works for. For Kiddush, Kevin Shiyotza Moitzi. But Kevin Shiyotza Moitzi doesn't work for a Birchas Hanenen. Kevin Shiyotza Moitzi, but there's even a Shaila, if I'm Nene, so then my Birchas Hanenen can work for you. But if I'm not Nene, then my birchas hanenen can't work for you. But you can easily see why that would be subject to a machoikis. You can easily see that it could be that the mechanics of the bracha is that I cannot be moitzi for you, right? You can easily see that. But the determination of whether there's a chiyuv bracha right now depends on how we define what Chazal were misakin this bracha for. Yeah, we're saying it's a good horror. And that could be a good justification for the rabbi. But you can easily see why it doesn't have to be a svara muskemis. Good? Good. So then the Beis Yosef says, V'ha'ogur, Kosev, right? One of the late Chachmei Ashkenaz. U'pireshim kovas u'dosa yalayu, pirish Rabbi Vigdor, Davke sudas erev avoyke velo sudas aroy. Adkan. Vuhu mi divri shibole aleke. And says the Beis Yosef elesa ele bein sudas erev avoyke bein sudas aroy yemachol shir shum yodim koyven alov mikri kivius mi loy loy ukemoshin izbor besam hu shem rabosa. So this is the question. A person has a If a person, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he had lunch before shir, he's going to have dinner 6:30, 7 o'clock after his next class, and he's hungry now. All right, the family went out on a trip. They had it was a picnic lunch. They're gonna have Sunday night leftovers from Shabbos. That's now it's they just finished their family trip and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and they go to get pizza. So now it's a sudas eroi. It's not a sudas erev avoyker. So now the ogre says that a sudas eroi is never going to rise to the bar of a suda. It's never going to have a kviya suda. You can have as much pizza as you want, it's going to be mezonos. And the Beis Yosef says, no, it shouldn't matter. If Besuda Sanroi, Ochal Shir Shemle Odom Koyven Olov Mikri Kvius. Now, L'chayra, what the Beis Yosef is saying is, L'chayra, what he's saying is that if at 3 o'clock in the afternoon they had the same amount of pizza that they would have if it would be a dinner, then they're chayv, right? But L'chayra is not saying if they have a full fledged snack. L'chayra is saying if they had that this and L'chayra, I think this is correct to say that the Beis Yosef is saying this family is going to have dinner later on. It's not pshat that they this is not has not become their dinner. L'chayra the pshat is no. This is their but because it's such an active day, they're having a kamos and an amount that they normally have for a suda. Right. You know, this becomes very relevant, Lamasa. This whole sugya is the coffee and Danish breakfast. Right? Many people are on the run, they go into work, whatever, and they take a coffee and Danish breakfast. So what just happened? Did they have, let's say we would Google and find out, Rive Americans have a coffee and Danish breakfast. I'm not sure if it's correct. Louis said we'd find out. Be interesting, Bechlal, to Google and find out the average amount of pizza that an average American has when they have pizza. Or if the average American calls two slices a snack or a meal.
Yeah, the American average is Jew.
American, Lechem, no.
Why?
Because you won't get numbers for the average. Lechem, I think we are different about the Kviya Suda.
I don't know, if it feels like two is like general, when people think about it, I feel like
what
general people think of two slices
like that. We should find out. The information may be out there. We shouldn't speculate. It should be nailed down the loch of
it. Pizza sizes, some
of the about thin versus thick.
Okay.
So why is the group defined by
whoa, 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 slow down, slow down. So now, so the Danish and coffee breakfast. So what is this? Is this that Roy Ha'olam is not having breakfast? that they changed, that they're having a Sudas Haroi, and therefore it's totally irrelevant? Or are we saying, no, this is breakfast? And if Roy people have a Danish and a coffee for breakfast, so then when I have my Danish, I'm having a meal. Are we saying that Roy people are hungry in the morning because they don't have a Danish? And therefore it couldn't be a Suda? I'm Tarachi, I have to be Magdir what it is, if it exists. Could be it doesn't exist. Could be that Roy Vilum doesn't have a Danish and a. But that'd be Tzorachian. Alright, but the Augur and the. So we can easily understand what the Augur and the Shibole Aleket and Rabbeinu Avigdor were saying. I think if you convey a Suda, so when Chazal said that we're going to make a Birchas of Pas on a Suda, they had in mind Suda is a major meal. So we would say breakfast, lunch, or supper. But a snack can never become, no matter how much you eat of the snack, it's still not going to be a Suda. And the Beis Yosef pushes back and says, no, a Suda, this is only based on what is gives Svias. We can easily see the Machlokes. What is called a Suda? It corroborates that we're on the right track in trying to explain this dinner possible because. Good. So Simon Kuf Samaches summarizes most of our sugyas. I think we've learned most of these sugyas. Siv Zayin. So Siv Zayin is what's called a pasav avikisnan. Yesh meforshim pascha also kamin kisim shememalam oisam devashay sukker ve'agoyzim mishkeid nemetavlan ve'minik roim ragalachs. This is the Mizoinis ban on the flights, sugya. Right? Because you have Mizoinis ban on the flights, so the Chayra, when you taste it, it doesn't taste like it says on it. Mizoinis, it says we used apple juice. When you taste it, so, do you say L'chayra then may Paris and not Niker? Or do you say, no. If they would have used water, it would taste different. They happen to put apples in it, and they happen to put X number of spices. So now, the apples taste like water. And if they wouldn't put all the spices, then it would be an apple, then you could taste the apple. So that is, but L'chayra, it's all irrelevant, because it's the Kaveh Sunan of L'chayra. Right, L'chayra, right? That's a pasha. In other words, does the average person eat an airline meal for a meal?
If you eat it, yeah, probably.
It's served as a meal.
But depends also.
Are you keveya the roiv based on roiv people who are flying? How are you keveya the roiv?
What else do they eat?
It's cold.
Yeah,
meal.
A lot of people would eat the main.
No,
that's not the issue. The issue is whether people in flight define the reality of how you kaveya, whether this is a suda that really people are saveya.
You see the amount of food?
Was that?
The amount of food that's given?
No, the question is, is there a separate? Do we go basar roiv people who are in the air, or do we say that's not a group? It's a nothing, right?
I would say that.
What's the group that you're defining?
It sounds like it would be objectively a meal, though. Meaning, if you're eating the main part, then that's what a meal is. Where it could be bad meatballs. For meatballs and noodles is meatballs and noodles. The meal.
So far that has not come up in the sorum. So far, it's only whether you're Saveya or not Saveya. So far, right? And the Augur is Achilas Aroi. But L'chayra, that's the Nakuda. L'chayra, how the Mizoinis Ban, L'chayra should not be relevant. It all has to do whether, because once you, whether you convey a suit or not. If it only becomes relevant if you hold that you can actually taste the apple juice. That's number one. And number two, if you hold it, you're not being given a suit on it. So it's a rechiyan. Now, I could say that that the average person has more than an airline meal for a suit. I'm not sure. So you have to figure this out. Ve'yishoy mishazen nikra pas gomer. And it's not pas over kisan. Elam ken yesh bem harbe tablan oy dvash kemini mesika shekairin lekach shekemat ha-dvash va-tablan hei meikir. V'chein noyag. That's for sure pas ha-bova kisan. But it could be that what we call the mezonos bun, that's real pas. Yesh mefarshim shu pas bein metuvelas bein shein metuvelas. It has nothing to do with the spicing. Shaisam esoka avim yaveshim. They make it into dry matzahs, Ashkenazi matzahs. V'koisen esam, and you have to chew them. V'heman nekroim biscuits. V'halacha kedivrei kulam. Shalakol elo advarim noisim ladinim shamarnu v'pasam bavikisim. All right, so we don't have to make achra because Shulchan Aruch said any one of these types of breads is called a pasa mubakis. So what's the din? Mer min zayinu, so the achar brachas min sholesh. Ve'im achar min ushir. Now, how's the Shulchan Aruch pasha? Achayrim regilim lekvaya alav. Right? So Shulchan Aruch followed what he said in the Beis Yosef. Afapishu loy saveya mimenu. Nevarach alav. Hamoisi birchas hamozim v'mitchili v'dayt lechom imenu ma'at. He said by mezaynos v'achak ochel shir hashechem v'koyim olav. It's very clear shachayim koyim olav. Then you make birchas hamozim. Af al pi shaloi birch hamoisi tchila v'mochel shir hashechem ein koyim in olav. Af al pi shahu koyim olav ein mevarach el barei mina mezaynos. Ubrachas ubracha achas bein sholish debot leidaitzi einzel kol odom. Right, clarity until the Mogen Avraham. Correct. So far, so good. We have achra. Right.
So not like the way.
Correct. So we have the sugyas. We can see how the Rishonim may have opted to pass like different shitas in the sugya. We see how the Rishonim argued about what is called the Suda. We see how Beis Yosef was Machriya. And now we down to Shulchan Aruch, and here the Ashkenazim and Sfarim are on the same page. No? Pretty good? Okay. Now, Magen Avraham, nearly. The Mukova Sudosi Olav Afapisha Ochel Imai Bosu Dvarma Cherim Vilu Ochlo Levade Loi Hoya Seveya Mimenu. Right, next level of Kviya Suda. Right? He had a few crackers, a few melvatos. He was by the chasana. He didn't wash. He's sitting down, and right in front of him they put the crackers. Okay? So the person had in mind he wants to leave before Sheva Brachos, so he had in mind that he's not going to be Kaveya Suda, that's used to the term, he's not going to be Mitzaref with everybody. So therefore he wants to be able to leave without having to have Birchas Zimun. Okay? How is he going to do that? So there are different ways. But he decided he's going to do it because he's not going to make hamoisi. He's only going to have basar v'dogim. He's only going to have the vegetables and the meat. He's not going to have the bread. But then he has the crackers that are on the table. And all of a sudden, Magen Avraham, Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Kod Yud Gimel, says, he may just have gotten nailed with a Birkas HaMozen. And all his plans are now totally in this Magen Avraham. He may have to stay now till Sheva Brachos. Not sure. Well, what happened? Because he didn't have enough Pas HaBo B'Kistin to be Saveya, but he had enough food to be Seveya. And the Pasa Baba Kisnan is part of his Suda. Afilu Hochi Mivarach HaMoitzi V'sholish Brachos V'chein Mashma Halacha B'Gmara Kol Sha'acherim Koyven Olav V'chein Mashma Ktsas Batoisvis She'kosu Gabi Lachmoni Yisim Kov Aleyo K'moy B'Purim Ad Kan L'Shoinai U'B'Sefer Mitzvos Kod Kosu B'Lel Purim B'Lel Kibris Mila. This is a very interesting or B'Lel Purim. Why is B'Lel Purim important? Was that? Is there a mitzvah of having a suda b'Lel Purim?
Yeah.
No. The mitzvah, the Ramah writes, maybe a mitzvah ksas, maybe. I forget what the exact lashon is. Right? The ikir mitzvah suda is b'yoyim. I think the Ramah writes maybe a mitzvah ksas, a mitzvah l'harbo is ksas.
Was that Purim
Katan?
Also,
was that? Purim Katan is a different than you. It's the Toiv Leiv Mishnah Tamin. But you see from this smack that it was nog. You see from that there was nog to have a suda b'leil Purim or b'leil bris mila. What do we call that? Maybe what?
Bachnach.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Okay. So that's b'leil, but that's very big by the Sfaradim. Ashkenazim are not so big in this. But
I see.
But Svardim stay up all night. Ashkenazim also often stay up all night, the night before Bris. But Svardim have a tikkun. They say many parts of the Zohar of Lech Lecha, about the Bris Mila, a major deal. So umestame bepurim ein kaibin levadam. Umestame purim, you're not sitting having crackers. Yeah, purim having crackers. The stomach having a real meal. Vim ochl levadoi, the inan she yechl kol kach she cherim megim lesvay mi menu levadoi dim nisho shir shayichlem im dvar macherim nosata dvar vechol leshiurim. Okay, let's look at this again more carefully because that was Kenny's svar before. Dim nishar shir shayichlem im dvar macherim. Then if we're going to say that the shir of kviya suda depends on the items that you're eating together with the bread, so then nasata derechel ishurin. V'im hu saveya mimenu v'gam acher megim l'svay mimenu kishe melaftani megdovar afilo ochle levadoi mevarech ha-moitzi keven she saveya mimenu v'im hu saveya mimenu. And if he is satisfied, and other people would also be satisfied, kishem elaftim imay davar, when you accompany the bread with these items, afilu ochle levadai, mevarach hamoitzi, kevin shesaveya mimenu. What's afilu ochle levadai? What's the Mogen Avraham saying? Rom is kaveya achidish, that you don't have to be saveya from the pasuk of Bekisna. No, how would you be magdir this chidish?
If that thing has to be the suda, or if you're being kaveya suda, it includes other things.
No, how would you be magdir the chidish? Go ahead, Josh.
Normally done. Like, just
it's
not so much about
Sviya
at all, just
to
it's normally done.
Well, no, if the Sviya is still.
No,
but
I'm saying that
Sviya math is
possible. Yeah, I guess so.
Right, well, so what is the. What's the Mogen Avraham being Machadish over here? Practically, we know what he's being Machadish. Practically, it sounds like a Pella that you can have a very small amount of Pasabob Bekisnan. And you have to bench. So how would we come to such a conclusion? No, Menachem, finish up.
More about everyone else does.
Then?
itself is not
within
the actual bread that you're being
so bad on. Well, so why? But that only makes sense if. So that's an interesting question. Does that seem to be what the Magen Avraham is saying? That'd be a major difference of whether that cracker is going to make the difference or not. But L'chari, the Magen Avraham isn't saying that. I didn't read this so well. Let's read it a little better. He says, "V'im ochle levadei." So then you have to have shechem regilim l'svayim imenu levadei. The im nishar that if we would say the shir sha'ochlem im dvar ma'cherim, that if you would say that the amount of mizonis you have to have is the amount that people normally have when they have other food with it, so that even if I have that small amount of mezonos, that's nesata dvercha l'shurin. V'mhu samveya mimenu, v'gam acher megin l'svay mimenu, kishem elaftim imay dovar, filoch levadoi, v'varach ha-moitzi, kevin shesava mimenu. I think this is still, v'mhu samveya mimenu. V'gamach mechil mosvah mimenu kishem melaftim imoy dover. This goes back to the original point. If I have enough mizoynos with other food, let me make a moitzi. Kevin shesova mimenu kach nirali. So L'chorah, it all comes back to being Magdir the Suda, again being Magdir the Suda. Right? What is, when Chazal is misaking a Birchas HaPas as a Birchas HaSuda, that if I have Sevilla from this Pas above a Kisnan, the Sevilla which is associated with the Suda, so then I make a Hamoitzi. So now we go one step more. What happens if this, I have Pasa Bava Kisnan. The Pasa Bava Kisnan is not Masbiya in and of itself, but it's Masbiya together with all the other food. So does that become a Su'uda? Do we now say the Pasa Bobi Kisnan is elevated to a Suda? If I have Bosser V'dogim Menem Surveya, that's not the point, that's not, it doesn't get a Birchas HaPas. But if I have Pas, which in and of itself is not giving the Sviya the Suda, I have enough that it gives Svi to Suda, that's possible of a Kisnan, Kaivel of Suda. Now the Magen Avraham is a Chiddush based on Kein Mashmak Tzas Batoisvus, Nira Li, that this is also called being Kaiveya Suda, because all of the food is considered to be Malafis this Pas. So, okay, we have to work out a little bit more to understand this. Yeah, Malach.
Even on Shabbos, especially
when
there's no dip, guys are not filling up just on challah.
That's actual bread as well.
The bread, yeah.
So I'm saying it's still the same thing.
No. Bread, once there's only then made possible of a kiss. Right? Once you have a kazai's bread, you're chayv in your butter with his mother. Once it's
saying a chanami. Isn't that how we explain like how the hamotzi covers everything else, though? Because they're also coming to be
masbiya, right?
So too by the pasta of the kistin,
No, what's it? Menachem is saying the following. Menachem is saying the p'tur of making other brachas, right? It's a little bit different. The two halachas over here. One is, what's patering me from making the bracha on the bos of Adogim? Because Chazal Rekeveya, the brachas of pas is a suda, a brachas of suda now, and having a suda is a brachas of pas. The next question is, what's machayev mean to make a brachas of suda on pas of Kista? Okay, so let's leave it at that, because it's getting late, and then we'll pick up on these nekudas tomorrow, and we try to drill down on the halacha lemaisa of pasuk b'kista. Okay. Are we dabbing? Is it ready to start from here?
It's 12:38 downstairs.